I'm now going to speak to Rob Beale of Morris Owen. Rob, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Yourself?
Very well, thank you. Quite a lot going on as we start 2023. But before we talk about the economy and factors that are going to affect us over the next few months, I thought it might be interesting to get your perspective on how you as a business sort of reset and set your strategy at the beginning of a year. What sort of process do you follow?
Well, I guess the reality, like most accountants, is January is always a mad period of time for us, dealing with people's tax returns and getting relevant filings in from that point of view. So effectively, our year almost doesn't run to a calendar year because we're focused on the tax filings, etc. So we almost enter our quieter period at the beginning of February. And what we did 6 months ago is actually started to consider what we need to be doing for this February moving forwards. And like most businesses, you have your business plan, you have your strategies and all of that type of things, and you have time to let it just go through your head and then work out what changes potentially you need to make as economic conditions change or as staffing conditions change or whatever the case is. So really, you know, the beginning of the year for us is more a case of, we've got plan A. Is plan A still working? Do we need to tweak it? Do we need to make any changes?
Interesting. And from a strategic perspective, how often would you take a real step back and have a real sort of strategic view of your position in your marketplace, the solutions and products that you offer, what your competitors are doing, reviewing your pricing and things like that? Do you have away days that you look at, or is that something you do organically?
We do both. So we have monthly partners meetings where we will discuss day-to-day business, things that are on the horizon, longer-term strategies, etc. But then every year we have a strategy day, which is solely designed to go away, do a bit of navel-gazing, do a bit of blue sky thinking in terms of what's out there, understanding where we are, what our market is, what our strengths and weaknesses are, what potential services we have offered, should be offering, what our clients are asking for. And then that sets the tone, if you like, for the types of strategic thinking that we go through during the year. A bit like, as I said before, always factoring into account recent events. So if things suddenly move or suddenly change, then, you know, we're fortunate. One of the benefits of being, relatively speaking, a small business is if we want to change something, we can make that decision and change it tomorrow. We don't have to sit there and wait for the oil tanker to come around.
Sure. And how do you keep up to date with recent events? Is there any formula or process that you follow that would be interesting for other businesses? Or is it just a question of keeping your ear to the ground, listening to your customers, keeping in touch with media, etc.?
I think it's always having your eyes and ears open. That's listening to clients. It's listening to professional contacts that we have. It's keeping up with the press and all of those types of things. But I guess the other aspect that we have in our profession is we have to do continuing professional development. And that's going to lectures or listening to people talk about tax or economics or whatever the case is. And therefore, you've always got that on the horizon that every time you're going to, you know, even if it's a case that I'm going and being bored about a set of accounts and what it should look like, actually the person that's talking to me is actually then imparting knowledge of this change is coming through in 18 months time, this change is coming through in 20 months time. You need to be factoring that into your thought process today so that when those deadlines hit, you've already dealt with it and you're prepared for that change.
Excellent. Rob Beale, thank you very much for those thoughts.
Thanks.